All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll go ahead and get things started here today. Obviously, we have George's Nick Chubb. We only have about 10 minutes with him, so we're going to go ahead and just get things started with questions. Left side here, second row. Left side, second row.
It'd be great to, kind of retire from Georgia. I know you've beaten the Auburn 4 years in a row, but it's great to win every game, so.
Okay.
I'll say no. We just kind of look for it week by week, just who's the next opponent. So not really just got our eyes on Auburn right now.
Right side on the aisle.
How have you seen the offensive line improve?
Well, we haven't played a game yet, so it's kind of hard to, really tell right now. But those guys are working hard, and, we're pushing them, and they're pushing themselves.
And then next to him on the aisle.
Yeah, just wanted to revisit January and your decision to come back. How much was probably last year being considered a disappointment, Staunt having beaten Florida or won the East? Was that just a small factor of many in your decision to come back, or was that kind of the main factor in what ultimately decided to, when you decided to come back?
It was definitely a factor. Just hold myself just certain goals and things I want to achieve. And last year really wasn't what I expected or anyone expected here at Georgia. So that did play a factor in me coming back.
Next we'll go left side in the back.
You mentioned going 4-0 against Auburn. What about bouncing back? How special would it be to end the 2-year losing streak to Tennessee?
It'd be great. It's a lot more teams that we haven't beat at all since I've been here, including Florida. And so it'd just be great to, get that one win against them or get that win against Tennessee that before my senior year ends.
Left side in the front.
And, last year, coming back from the injury, you obviously, played well. But how comfortable were you, actually, and how much more time is it from the offseason, this offseason? How good was that to go sort of get back into feeling full strength? And are you at full strength now?
Mm-hmm. Well, during the season, I thought I was at full speed. But it's hard to tell because I didn't know how much better I could get. So during the season, I thought that's as great as I was going to get. But now, and during the spring, I felt a lot better, and I knew that last year I wasn't at 100%. And I know I feel better now, but who's to say where I am right now? I'm not sure. I know I'm better than I was last year.
Right side in the back.
Hey, Nick, so in terms of the running backs, how important is it to have a 1-2 tandem type with you and Sonny and also have a deep backfield coming behind you guys? And with that, how can both you and Sonny kind of achieve the goals you have for your senior year?
I think it's important to have, just not only just one running back, but more than one. I think me and Sonny, it's important for us to just achieve our goals, and we have each other to kind of motivate each other and push each other, and not only us, but behind us, a lot of more great running backs. And it's just great to have a stable of backs because you don't want any kind of drop off in case injury does happen.
Right side, second row.
Todd Gurley claimed a couple years ago that Georgia was running back you. Is Georgia running back you, and how often do you hear the name Herschel Walker?
I'll agree it is running back you, and we Herschel Walker meant a lot because he kind of, set the foundation for us. Not only him, but just a lot of great running backs before him and after him, and a lot of great backs now and coming in later. We have just such a stable of backs. It's just impressive.
Front row here, left side.
What have you learned from the adversity you've had to face at Georgia with the injury and coming back?
I learned a lot, just it's a game of football and in life. Just things don't always go as you want, ups and downs, and just to keep fighting, keep pushing forward, and hard times don't last, but, tough people do. And I just learned a lot, just family, friends who are really there for me, who are going to help me out no matter what.
Any other questions for Nick? Right side, name and affiliation, please.
Graham Dunn, River Region Sports. You played against Kirby Smart 1 year, and then the next year you're playing for him. What was that like?
Well, since we got beat pretty bad, we were excited to get him, and hopefully he could, you know, do that for us. But, I mean, he's just a great coach, and I'm happy to be playing for him.
Right side, back corner.
John Wilkerson, Sports Radio in Knoxville. Nick, what's it like year two under Jim Chaney as opposed to year one?
Definitely a lot more comfortable with his system and just a lot more comfortable overall with, you know, everything that's going on between him, the other coaches, the playbook and the scheme, and everything's kind of put together very nicely now.
Any other questions for Nick? All right. One last one here in the back corner.
What's it like to have Sony going through this with you again, and what are your expectations for this upcoming season with that 1-2 punch still in the backfield?
Man, it's great to just have him here. You know, everything I've been through, he's there with me even today, and just have that guy just for comfort and everything else that he brings. And I mean, look forward to the season though, just me and him competing, having fun, and hopefully, you know, have a very great season.